Hello again, and welcome to the first Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast for 2019. My name is Marv Pikla, and I'm your host for this podcast. And let me start out by just telling you again that I'm so pleased to tell you that 2019 represents our third year of sharing live learning moments with you in this special podcast format. And if it was not for strong partner and friend support and discussions about communication, about leadership, about personal development, and of course, innovation, these podcasts and the weekly Triple I Time blog messages just would never have happened. So understand that I really, really appreciate the listening and the reading. I appreciate it a ton. But it's time to get on with this month's Learning Moments discussion. This month, we're going to revisit a topic I called the entrepreneurial spirit. A good friend requested that I share and add to my thoughts that were part of a Triple I Time blog message a couple years ago. This request was oddly very timely because more than ever before these days, my consultant service time and efforts have been in the area of being an innovation advisor. More specifically, the discussion seemed to center on business, workforce, education, and community development, and how the entrepreneurial spirit gets created in these different environments. Many times the questions that get asked are, how do you build entrepreneurship? And how can you teach it? Can you teach it? But then how do you sustain it? And can it be like a team initiative? Well, let me step back and take a few excerpts from the blog. If one were to pose these questions to colleges and universities that have already created entrepreneurship centers and specialty courses of study in this area, it would appear, at first glance, that they have found the answer to those questions. But have they really? I believe that being a real entrepreneur, a real one, is just a very personal thing. Some can be given a startup project, and at the start they display that entrepreneurial spirit. But do they really see that I can do this and not, then I, maybe I can do it better at the same time that they think those things at the same time? And likewise, you can teach entrepreneurship, but I think it only can happen by using real-life examples. And it can't just be found in a textbook with outlined steps to take. No, it truly would be, is, example-based learning. I can honestly tell you that I gained the entrepreneurial spirit from my dad. He and his welder could make every piece of machinery look better or be recycled to perform even a better, different function. And because he believed in trying to grow crops and animals and livestock in different ways all the time, I and my brothers and I and my sisters and I were allowed to try and fail, experiment, create, succeed, but never in any special order. And that's what helps build that entrepreneurial spirit where there's no particular order. I have found that in my work career experiences, true entrepreneurs are rare. Even when people are given the open door to try new things and different methods, and try to solve old problems and old product and services challenges, the large majority would always take the safe route and never challenge that status quo. I am sure the question has and will continue to be debated. But for me, entrepreneurship is a spirit that is somehow part of your everyday being and style. But before I end this podcast, let me just proclaim that I believe everyone has some form of entrepreneurial spirit in them. And yes, I said everyone. The mystery and challenge is really how to bring it out of everyone. Thanks, Dad, for first bringing it out in me. And I hope that over my career and work time, I've maybe sparked and created in others. We will talk more next month, but thanks so much for listening.